Good morning, good morning. Dallas Cowboys in the division. Let's go. Some of you guys are a little down today. Let's get excited. 10th overall offensively, 7th in passing, 9th on third down, 5th in the league on defense, only 100-yard rusher against, have an outstanding special teamer. They have two punters on the roster currently. And, of course, Dez Bryant back deep, Bailey having an outstanding year. So here we go in the division at Dallas, the opening game of the year. Very disappointing for us. We didn't play as well as we hoped to play. Didn't deserve to win. Let's hope we can have a better go of it this week. I'm sure there's no questions after that. I'll get on to practice. I hope so. No, he played okay. He didn't play real well, but he played okay. There were some things that he and I talked about that he certainly can play better and do better, and he agreed, and so we have a new challenge this week to try to get better. Well, it definitely can be a greater asset. He is a threat. He's a threat down the seam. He's a threat in the middle of the field and too deep. He's fast. He's long. He can reach up for the ball. And we perhaps haven't taken full advantage of that yet, but it's a two-way street. I mean, you have to build in the confidence of, you know, being in a certain place at a certain time. The ball will be there. You got to make a play when the ball does come. Well, according to Ronnie, he's well enough to come off. Yes, he has. Well, I'm sure it. Hopefully, he's well enough to change that opinion. Well, we've seen it over and over again. We saw it a year ago, and we saw it the other day, and let's hope it continues. There's great communication between Eli and Victor, and Eli and Hakeem and some of the other guys, but that certainly showed up big again the other day.
Tom, you know you're a little deeper into the season. Do you feel like you're a healthier team now than you were in the opener?
Well, let's hope so. That's the objective, is trying to get to that. Trying to get to the point where some of these names come off that list.
Tom, do you have a sense with Phillips or Jaquan Williams of where they're at?
No, I think that Phillips will continue to do more on the field. I don't think Jaquan's quite there yet.
Tom, can you talk about the run defense and having them at the step up this week, considering the Cowboys at the first one?
And what the Cowboys have done from that point on. I mean, you look at those Baltimore stats. Wow. I mean, that's a wow game. We've got to play better fundamentally, sound run defense. All 11 people chasing the ball. We got to tackle better. If you look at the first game, you can make a critique as long as your arm. So we'll start there. I think probably in the red zone they haven't done as well. I hope not. It shouldn't happen until after this week.
How different is preparing for their defense without Sean Lee?
Connor's a good player. He's played in this league. He's played in their scheme. When they go to a three linebacker scheme, he plays. He's physical. He is a veteran. He's good instinctively. So it'll be obviously Sean Lee's their leading tackler. So there'll be a factor there, but Connor's a good player.
Tom, the first game, they did a good job of getting the ball out really fast. Are you better prepared to face that this time, or do you have some?
Well, we're better prepared because we've seen it a lot. It's what you're going to do about it is the key, and let's hope we play all of that better.
You said you're going to make a decision on Becker this week. Will he practice?
Going to practice, yep.
Tom, what is it about Romo in the pocket? Is it just his ability to move around, or is it like, do you feel your defense did a good job wrapping him up last time?
Well, one thing was mentioned, the ball does come out fast, and he likes it that way. He's very accurate in the pocket. If you don't have any pressure on him, his accuracy is going to rise, that's for sure. So, he's very good in there. He has a great sense of where the pressure is coming from, and he reacts, and he does well on the run, throwing the football. And I don't think he really wants to keep it and run with it, but it's the threat of that. He's athletic enough to threaten running with the ball as well. So he's good at it. He's been good at it for a long time.
You get.
I would think a little bit, yeah, sure.
He came out of it?
He did. He came out fine.
What did you think of?
For first time out there? I mean, let's face it. It's the first time he had no previous scrimmage type work at all and did well and took care of himself. And so I thought that he's a big plus, and this will extend this plus even greater. Oh, no, he's very conscientious of what has transpired and what has happened, and very sensitive and desiring to make the corrections that are necessary, understand why, you know, what happened in the circumstances that, for example, the two interceptions were thrown, and he works hard to correct it, and he does not want to be in a position where he puts his defensive team in that spot. Early?
Early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Would he be able to practice today?
No, he's not going today.
Since he played the rest of the game, I mean, is it not a major concern this week? Or?
Well, he's not going to practice today.
Hakeem was able to go a full week last week. Mm-hmm. Obviously limited search. Do you expect the same for him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about with Ahmad? Is he going to have to be?
No, he won't work today. I hope so.
You had mentioned last week you didn't want to get into this once a week deal. Are you going to get back into that with Ahmad?
Well, I don't know. This is the second week, and he clenches his teeth and goes and does it. But the fact of the matter is, if we have to adjust, we have to adjust. Coming? No.
Tom, if Boston's not going, just move over to center and go to guard?
Well, they work in there in combination. Cordell will get some snaps at center as well.
I asked about Ben before. We know he's kind of an interesting personality. Any extra look at him going back to Dallas? Any extra emotion to watch out for?
He seemed pretty good for the opener, so I don't. I mean, I may say something to him or ask him to explain it to me, but I don't sense any issue. Okay, good. Thank you.